Hello, everyone, and welcome to our Ag Pro podcast this week here on Farm Journal Radio. I'm Ashley Davenport, and with me today is Mr. Rick Melnick. He's the global brand manager of Valent Biosciences in Libertyville, Illinois. Now, Rick, can you tell us a little bit about what you do and what Valent does?
I think for a lot of people, we're kind of behind the scenes. The channel and growers a lot of times know us as Valent, which is Valent USA. They are our sales and marketing entity here in the U.S. So we're owned by Sumitomo Chemical Company. We used to be Abbott Labs, and Sumitomo acquired all of Abbott's agriculture and public health assets back in the year 2000. And Valent USA sells conventional products, which are manufactured by Sumitomo, and also the biological products, which are developed and manufactured by Valent Biosciences. And there are many companies like Valent USA around the world. There's a Valent in Mexico. There's a Valent in Chile. There are several sales entities like that in Europe and Australia and Asia and so forth. That's how people know us in the market.
With all of these different locations, how do you work with different ag retailers?
Valent USA actually works very closely with all of the major retailers and all of the independents as well. We work closely with them. Sometimes we'll conduct trials with them. We have an extensive field research and field support team under Valent USA here in the States, and so they would be very knowledgeable about our products. They would work closely with retailers to do trials, and that really happens all around the world. The way that the channel works is different all over the place, but I think we benefit from the fact that we have a global network. We have field scientists all around the world. They may make discoveries or use patterns, find out about use patterns somewhere else, and they can bring those here. A lot of times discoveries emanate from a use that happens elsewhere, and we're able to tailor that or modify it slightly and bring it to the U.S. But the U.S. is very much the largest market. Valent USA is the largest of all the global affiliates, and we have a great relationship with them.
So what kind of biological products do you offer?
We have a pretty extensive portfolio. Valent's calling card is it has the most balanced portfolio. There's a lot of companies that have started to get into biologicals recently because of the trends, but we're fundamentally, it's part of our business strategy. We have a broad offering of products that retailers and growers would be most familiar with. We have products like ProJib and Dipel. ProJib is a plant growth regulator and Dipel is a biological insecticide for caterpillars. Those have been around for 50 years. But even though they've been around for 50 years, they're still setting record sales every year. So you don't really see that in any industry very often. That's the way that the industry is going. People are more thoughtful about integrated programs and adopting biologicals. And so those are the two preeminent biological products. I think Dipel is the best-selling biological insecticide in the world and has been for a long time. We have another product called Retain, which is used in the apple industry. It fundamentally changed the apple industry. It helps growers manage their harvest. Labor is a big concern for apple growers. They have limited labor, so they're able to use Retain and very precisely time their harvest times. Retain helps the apple hang on the tree for longer, so it grows more, it sizes up, but also they can use this product to time their blocks. It also has a new use in almonds. We just launched that 2 years ago. It extends the flower time, so there's a longer pollination period, and it helps improve nut set. A lot of people don't know that we also are in public health. We have the world's number one biological product for mosquito control. It's a BT product, just like our Dipel and Centauri brands are, but we were fundamental in helping to stop Zika virus a couple years ago, so that's something that growers would have heard about. The thing about biologicals, and this is not just true of our products, but the vast majority of biologicals, is that they're highly targeted. They're specific. A core part of their value is in their specificity. So these are oftentimes living organisms, or they could be plant extracts, but they have activity. What's really cool about these products is they operate in an ecology. They're part of an ecology. There's something called an environmental niche that they occupy. So for example, BT, like our Dipel and Tari, those are bacteria that complete their life cycle in the cadaver of a caterpillar. That's all that they do. Those toxins for the caterpillar, they're only toxic to caterpillars. They're not toxic to anything else. They're not toxic to bees. They're not toxic to fish. They're not toxic to humans, obviously. They're not toxic to birds. The pH in the gut of the caterpillar is specific so that it's the only thing that can break down those toxins. That's how it works. So in the mosquito, there's another BT species, Bacillus thuringiensis israelensis, it's called, and that species of BT has the same activity, but it's specific to mosquitoes. BTI. It's approved by the World Health Organization for application directly into drinking water. That's indicative, I think, of biologicals as a whole. It's so safe that it's approved to be put right into drinking water because it only affects mosquitoes. Mosquitoes love water, right? That's where they breed. It doesn't have any effect on humans. Obviously, there's a lot of value there as you look at the sustainability movement. Retailers, consumers are much more thoughtful, I think, today of down-the-road implications. We bring value to the industry through that. Growers are oftentimes, and retailers certainly, they're not working with the highest margins in the world. If a product brings value, then it will usually succeed. If it doesn't, it certainly won't succeed.
What's one of the common misconceptions about biologicals?
A lot of consumers may have misperceptions about ag chem in general. They don't really understand the science behind ag chem. They don't really understand the regulatory process and how EPA is in place to make sure that they're protected. So they don't understand the tens of millions of dollars that go into registering a product to make sure that it's safe and that the rates are all correct and all that kind of stuff. So they just kind of have a preconceived notion of chemistry that oftentimes is negative. From that, you get a positive perception of something that's natural, just logic, right? If this is bad, then this has to be good. So as a result of that mindset, there's been a lot of interest in natural products. One of the misconceptions, I think, around biologicals, like, we are not anti-synthetic chemistry at all. A lot of the companies that are in the biological space are also on the conventional side. And the thing about biologicals is that they work in a system. There's a much more thoughtful approach to systems in agriculture now. It's all how all these different parts work together, and not even just the inputs, but the soil and water management and all those kind of things. They all work together. We have a philosophy here that the best program for any grower is an integrated program. There's a lot of different products or technologies that have a place at a very specific times or for very specific applications. One of the misconceptions is it's an either or, and that's not true. 99% of our products are used in a program alongside conventional product. Sometimes they have synergy. They certainly complement each other. They have different attributes, and growers need different things at different times in production. So that's one misconception. I think another one would be that, you know, biological products are all the same. They're not. There are several needs that growers have that biologicals can meet, sometimes better than the conventional products. There's misconceptions sometimes that biological products are hard to use. That's not necessarily true. These are products that are rooted in science. You have to understand the science oftentimes. I think another misconception is that our biologicals are only for organics. It gives growers in the organic industry some important tools to use, but 95% of the sales in the U.S. are sold for conventional acreage. One more, that biologicals are expensive. Product prices are all over the map for no matter what technology you're talking about, biological or conventional or seed treatment or whatever. It all comes down to value. Retailers are certainly, they're offering growers value. Ag retailers doesn't want to sell anything that he doesn't know it's going to work. The product has to work, first and foremost. All those other attributes about environmental and sustainability and all that kind of stuff, that's all out the window. If it doesn't work, it doesn't have any fundamental value. Growers are coming to retailers and they want to start to convert to more sustainable or biological systems because that's what their buyers are asking them for. The buyers are now setting the bar higher oftentimes than the government is.
What's the next big thing to come down the road for biologicals and biological products?
That's an easy one. The next big thing, the advent of the biostimulants industry. Having been involved in this for a long time, it's like a parallel universe for me to see the rise of biostimulants over the last couple of years and to see the growing pains that biostimulants have gone through and that kind of sorting out of the market. So biostimulants are, they're inoculants, a lot of times they're plant extracts, but they're natural biological products that they have some stimulating effect for plant growth. To be honest, the science, it's very technical. A lot of times we're not really sure exactly how they work. We know that there's an effect. We conduct the trials. There's empirical evidence that shows we're increasing root mass or we're increasing leaf weight or, you know, we're increasing yield. But the exact mechanism is oftentimes not understood, at least not initially. Biostimulants have not required registration like a crop protection product would. There's been a call for that. There's some major activity going on in that area. For the first time, there's biostimulant language the definition of what is a biostimulant was just included in a draft of the Farm Bill. That's a very important development.
A lot of great insight. Rick, thank you so much.
I really appreciate the opportunity.
That was Rick Milnick, Global Brand Manager of Valent Biosciences in Libertyville, Illinois. I'm Ashley Davenport. This has been the AgPro Podcast on Farm Journal Radio.